parasha, parasha Sukkos, is Moshava from Rabbi Yosef Zendel Salant, from Salant, the Rebbe of Rabbi Salanter. Rashi brings this idea in this week's parasha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Madati Gim Tzadikim Kichut Asara. So it seemed to me Chas V'Shalom is almost would be the Chet and Isker. If I'm a bad boy, they don't get punished too much. I'm a good boy, then I get it's a clock. So the answer, of course, I can't always tell your child, comes and complains, the Rebbe doesn't, he picks at him and says, well, since you're such a good boy, he expects more from you. And the ones he thinks, can't do anything anyway, doesn't really make you feel so good. He says, if we take a star is a tremendously gigantic celestial being. We can't fathom the size of a star. But for the distance from which we see it, it looks like this very, very minute item. The truth is that itself testifies to the size of the star, that even from such a distance, I can see something. Millions of light years away, billions of light years away, and say, well, I can still see the light. What does that mean? The enormity of the star. He says, when it comes to mitzvahs, it comes to averus, from a distance, we don't see a significance in them. We don't see how important they are. The closer you get to it, the more a person becomes aware of the size and the enormity and significance of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is this tremendously overpowering reality. It has the enormity of the strength that it impacts the positive and chas v'shalom negative. So Moshe Rabbeinu does something which the Torah calls it, there's a lack of emunah. The pasuk says Asher Marisim SP, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a murderer against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk apparently says Aruch first says Asher Ma'altem B. I mean, there seems to be the Rishonim grapple with what exactly is pshat in the Avera. Rechaim HaKadosh lists 10 pshatim. And the pshat, each one of the pshatim, he says, he brings a Rishon X, says, this is the pshat. Another Rishon, I'm asking him. So in each pshat, it's not clear that they even make sense to us 100% what the Avera is. Each one, there's kashas on that. At that, the pshat is, it wasn't an obvious Avera. And the pasuk referred to as Marisim SP. But Moshe Rabbeinu rebelled, that he was a Ma'altim. He says, but if you understand what a chet is, you understand how the significance of what chet is. It's a window into the world for us to understand the depths of the danger of what chet is. That what seems to be something which is, we can't even see clearly exactly what the problem is. And the Torah refers to it refers to it as me'ila, and Torah refers to it as marisim SP. It's a tremendous thing. Then he says, right, he says, so we think we don't have that avera. Doesn't it? What do I have? Maybe Mariva. Where do I have such a thing? Then the day, what was the Avera? The Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mekadosh Shem Shemayim as much as he could have. Which, for the tzaddik, who's that's where he's at. He has the clarity of understanding of the significance of that. We hold him culpable, and for us, the opportunities for Kiddush Hashem, opportunities for bringing across the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our Torah and our Tefillah and all those things that we, the Ben Adam the Chaver, Ben Adam the Malkim, we have that and many, many times more than Moshe Rabbeinu had. They had such a lack for him with his clarity. There was a lack of sensitivity. For our level of clarity, we also have a lack of sensitivity. We don't live with our understanding. We don't set our lives together based on our understanding. So we're very shy to this Avera also. So that we should take this point that Rabbi Yosef Zendel says and think about it for a moment, what the message is giving for us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.